It's a Super Bowl we will not soon forget. Not only did the second half feature a down-to-the-wire finish, but it was punctuated by a 34-minute delay caused by a power outage. Joining us live from New Orleans is CBS's Brendan McHugh. Appreciate you being with us. We're looking back at the entire event, start to finish. What did fans of the Superdome have to say about the game and that outage?
Oh, thanks for having me. They were shocked, to say the least. A 34-minute blackout caused by some abnormalities in the electrical system. No real problem, I guess. But fans were shocked. A lot of the Niners fans at first were very happy for it because the Niners came roaring back after being down 22 early in the third. But the Ravens had the last laugh, and they were the ones celebrating on Bourbon Street last night.
You know, watching on TV, the halftime show by Beyonce seemed like it was fantastic. Did it play well in the stadium?
It did, and the joke, especially on Twitter and throughout the stadium, was no one can follow Beyonce.
Except a power outage, perhaps. You know, we heard that, anecdotally at least, there were going to be more Ravens fans than 49ers fans at the game. And then we even heard that Saints fans who were in the area kind of sided with the Ravens fans because they don't like the 49ers. Did you get the idea from being inside the stadium that the Ravens had the advantage?
Definitely. Last year, the Niners and Saints had a pretty brutal playoff game. So all the Saints fans, the Saints fans were truly actually rooting for the Saints, despite the fact they weren't playing, but they were all for the Ravens, and Ravens probably had about 60% of the crowd, but at the point during the 22-point comeback by the Niners, or almost comeback, the Niners fans were certainly the ones making the most noise, but back and forth all game, both fans very excited, very into it, each doing their own little chants and whatnot, keeping their team in the game.
During the power outage, Brendan, were folks kept apprised of what the situation was like and what was going on, or was everybody just in the dark there, literally and figuratively, together?
Yeah, literally and figuratively. Aside from some floodlights, the same ones people saw during the photos of Katrina, aside from the PA announcer just telling everyone to stay in their seats, everything's okay, they'll figure it out soon, fans and media just kind of sat there and patiently waited.
All right, so after the game, did you get a lot of work done, or did you get to observe any of the partying by Ravens fans in the city?
I've done all my partying a couple days before. I got our work done, and we came home. New Orleans is a fantastic city, and, you know, despite this blackout, they proved after Katrina they could still host major events. This is a city that loves to party, and they brought it all week.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well. Brendan, thanks. Appreciate it. Glad you had fun.
Thanks for having me. Have a good morning.
You too. CBS's Brendan McHugh, who was in the Superdome for the big Super Bowl game last night.